This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, right here as we broadcast on my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. Also, let's give a special shout-out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. A big thank you. Also, to the truckers, the warehouse workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, keeping America rolling along. And let's not forget about all those roughnecks up there in the oil rigs. They keep America energy rolling along. And while we're at it, let's not forget also about our great, 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 great people working overseas in Saudi Arabia. All right, joining me right now, I've got Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. And Frank, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And with that, we understand and underline and exclamation points around the words under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, we've got a caller, so let's find out what the caller wants to ask us here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kathy from San Antonio.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Good, good. Good to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you. I've got Frank Salvato on the line. What would you like to say, ma'am?
Well, sir, I'm calling about that coronavirus.
Yes, ma'am.
Point A, you know, when you take your dog to the vet and you get vaccinations, they get vaccinated for coronavirus.
Right, right.
And there was a veterinary in care of some of these people. And B, on this, there are a lot of us that think this may be an orchestrated pathogen. And even my son has looked at maps about how it's traveled.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to see what y'all thought about that. Just throw it out there to you, sir, because I really appreciate your show. You give us the facts.
All right. Well, we'll let you know, because we got some ideas about it and some facts. Thank you, Kathy, and have a great day.
All righty.
Have a great day in San Antonio. Well, Frank, remember the Harvard connection with all of that?
Yeah, I remember the Chinese scientist that left. Yeah, absolutely.
And remember the guy that they caught at Logan Airport, who apparently was someone that also had worked there at the hospital research facility where this gentleman was in charge of the program. He had samples of the coronavirus in a case, getting ready to get on a plane to go to China. You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And then there was this second lieutenant, Chinese second lieutenant, who was in the middle of all of this doing God knows whatever she was doing. She had already gone back to China and disappeared, even though there's a warrant for her arrest out there. Not going to send her back here. But this all just, it's got a smell to it.
Well, when you look at this, especially when China is in the mix,
yep,
with the way that they do their research over there and the way they weaponize things beyond the treaties that everyone in the world has actually signed on to, it does raise an eyebrow. You know, so I'd like to see more investigation about this. I know that we've got to try to contain it and make sure that we protect our borders.
Right.
But we should be looking into this just like we look into cyber crimes. If China's violated something when they're trying to, if they're trying to weaponize something they shouldn't be trying to weaponize, and they had a gigantic malfunction, or let's say they were testing it on their own people to see how potent they could get, because let's remember, when the Chinese army decides to clear a minefield, they just send a division through.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking that maybe with what the Department of Homeland Security said, they're planning on spending $66 million in their initial response to coronavirus. I'm thinking some of this is also investigation.
No, I'm hoping. You know, we won't do, when Homeland Security and when our intelligence community does things, they don't always publicize it. It happens in the shadows and behind the scenes.
Right.
It's, you know, not things you give to CNN so they can do what CNN does. So let's see where this goes, and I'm sure within, as time passes, we'll find out more.
Right. Now, unfortunately, we have to report that over the weekend we lost two of our Green Berets from the 7th Special Forces Group here in Eglin Air Force Base in Florida, in the Panhandle, not too far away from you, Frank. One of them, Sergeant First Class Javier Gutierrez from San Antonio, Texas, where Kathy just called us from, and the other one, Sergeant First Class Antonio Rodriguez from Las Cruces, New Mexico, where we have an affiliate station right now broadcasting our signal. Our hearts and prayers and thoughts and prayers go out to the families of these victims and to the unit, the 7th Special Forces Group, because these two staff sergeants were promoted posthumously to Sergeant First Class, which is something that the Green Berets do when they lose men in battle.
And that's absolutely condolences. And, you know, we here in the Panhandle, where Eglin and Hurlburt are concerned, to consider these people family from the area. So condolences to these people. And, you know, thank you for the service. We've got to remember to thank not only the people who have passed, but their families for the service, these people, and the sacrifices that they make.
Correct. And, of course, this was the red-on-green crime again, or they call it red-on-green attack, with one of them, maybe, at least the person was in an Afghani uniform, manning a machine gun and then mowing our guys down. And they did something that they used to do in Vietnam, which is rather ominous when I heard what happened. The machine gun was mounted lower to the ground so they could knock the guys down and then keep firing at them, which is what the Viet Cong used to do.
Yeah, this is, you know, we've talked about the negotiations with the Taliban over in Afghanistan before. You can't negotiate with the Taliban.
All right.
They're a terrorist group, and you have to treat them as such.
All right, here comes the music, so we'll put Frank on hold, and we'll go over here and tell you that we're coming right back right after these messages on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going to stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato is brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan. Find them online, mossnissan.com. And while most new car dealerships have as few as 30 pre-owned cars available for sale, when you shop any one of the three Moss Nissan dealerships, you'll have hundreds of clean pre-owned cars and trucks to choose from. You also get a great peace of mind because you know that every used car bought from Moss Nissan comes with Moss Care. Now, with Moss Care, you get lifetime oil changes, lifetime tire rotation, special treatments for both the interior and exterior of your car to keep it looking clean, new, and credit and deposit protection, too, and a whole bunch more. Now, you'll save thousands of dollars at Moss Nissan on all pre-owned cars and trucks because they're all marked wholesale to the public. And Moss Nissan helps you get the credit you deserve. In fact, they work with over 40 banks so you can get the best interest rates possible. Now, there are three Moss locations to serve you. The first one, U.S. 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. The second one, U.S. 19 in Crystal River. And now the all-new Moss Nissan on Florida Avenue in Tampa. That's 11001 North Florida Avenue in Tampa, located right beside the new Moss Acura dealership there, too. Now check them out online, mossnissan.com. Moss Nissan, remember, whatever it takes, and tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. That's another $500 off the deal you're making on the car. How about that? All right, Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media. Oh, here we go. I did it again. Well, that's okay. Great day. Those are some of my best days that I remember. But you are the host of the Underground USA podcast. There we go. Get on out. Rudy Giuliani says, and he said this over the weekend, he has the smoking gun on the Hunter Biden case with witnesses ready to name names. Boy, I hope so.
Well, and then we were talking about this in the break.
Yep.
Good. I'm glad he's got them. let's stop trying this in the media and start seeing some indictments.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, because we've been through this song and dance. I'm not saying with the Trump administration, but throughout the last 25 years, we have people playing things out in the media that don't always end up ending with criminal indictments or action that corrects a wrong.
Right.
You know, we can go back to the Clinton Foundation. I haven't seen any indictments in that yet. And there needs to be some indictments in that stuff. So if there was criminal wrongdoing in the Biden thing, let's stop screwing around and playing this out with a hearing here and a hearing there. Let's see the Attorney General come out and say, you've been indicted and you're going to trial for doing something illegal. We've got to stop with the two-tier justice system in this country where people who are connected may have to pay a penalty in the public eye because their reputations are smeared, but they never go to jail.
Right.
I want to start seeing people going to jail for manipulating their position in order to enrich themselves.
Right. Well, Lindsey Graham came out over the weekend also and said that the DOJ was in fact receiving info on the Bidens from Rudy Giuliani, and he was just waiting for the information to come his way so that they could act on what they had at the committee level.
No, you know, the Senate can have all kinds of hearings, and they can bring witnesses before committees and everything else. The Attorney General is the one who levels down an indictment. And they're the ones that have to try the cases. So let's see it. They don't have to wait for the Senate to have a hearing on it. That's
yep.
a political thing. Let's
yep.
see. Let's see some legal things happen with these people who have done wrong things. When we start seeing people go to jail for doing things like this, that's when this stuff will begin to stop.
How about the House of Representatives and Nancy Pelosi lying like she did, and we know she did? How about that?
Well, you know, this is where the people have to be the arbiter, judge, and the jury. And that has to come in November. Send her home. Send these people home. Don't reelect them. And this is where we have to start shaming people in San Francisco.
Yeah.
We have to start ridiculing people in San Francisco. And we have to start
yep.
ridiculing people of Adam Schiff's district
yep.
and of Jerry Nadler's district. You are the people who keep sending these idiots back to Congress
yep.
who take advantage of everything, become millionaires while they're in Congress.
Oh, yeah.
And who teach things to the American people. So you're the problem. Elect these people out.
Right. And let me just point out to everybody, AOC, who went to Congress, with basically, I don't have the money to be able to afford to live anywhere. I'm going to have to live in my office. $6 million later, well, actually a little bit more than six, closer to seven now, but $6 million later, she comes out and says that, the economy is not what it is. It's terrible. And according to the economist Milton Keynes, things are terrible. No, Milton Keynes does not exist.
Yeah, she's mixing up Keynesian economics and Milton Friedman,
yep.
which are two polar opposite sides of the apple. You know, this woman who claims to be the salt of the earth and came up from nothing was a privileged child growing up. She actually interned for Kennedy. You know, people who are downtrodden and just squeaking to get by do not get to intern for a U.S. senator. They don't. The privileged get to intern for people like U.S. senators.
You're right. It's all based.
She's not this peasant.
No.
She was never born a peasant. She was born with a silver spoon in her mouth. So this narrative that she's created for herself is based on an absolute lie and a manipulation of her public persona. So here's another one who won with like a fraction of what the voter turnout should have been in her district. Don't send her back.
Yeah. Now, you and I are brothers of the badge. We're firefighters, and that's a great time. That's the best career I ever had in my lifetime. And I know a lot of the cops in New York. And over the weekend, We had the police sergeants union come out and tell Mayor Bill de Blasio that we are declaring war on you because de Blasio and his buddies have allowed the situation with the police, the war on police, to go to the point to where over the weekend they had the same guy within just a few blocks of each other walk into two police stations, shoot them up, wound a couple of cops in the process, just blocks apart, and his policies are what's contributing to all of this.
No, absolutely. And this guy's got a history of having an issue with law enforcement, and he's got a violent past. You know, so you don't let criminals who like to shoot people back on the street.
No,
Bill de Blasio is an embarrassment to the city of New York. And once again, people of New York, I know that you want to run liberalism up the flag so that you can sit there and wave it. And I'm talking about New York City. You know, upstate New York's not that incredibly blue, you know, but you have to be able to elect people who allow you to survive. De Blasio's not allowing you to survive, not economically, and not with his policies towards law enforcement. Those are the people who keep you protected.
Yeah. Susie Q, by the way, is chiming in, and from Lakeland, she's saying it's coming. They will. They are trying to neutralize the MSM fake news. The frontline warfare is information. Arrests are coming.
No, I want to see it happen.
You and me both.
I have been fed. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Ever since, you know, for the last 25 years, I want to see people frog marched in orange out of where they work in front of the cameras to be put into custody. Then I'll be happy. But we got to stop trying things in the media. We've got to start making some examples out of these people, like the Bidens, like the Kerrys, and you know what? Mitt Romney's kid make money off of Burisma too, over in the Ukraine. You're telling me that his vote didn't have anything to do with that?
Right. And Christy is chiming in on the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. She's saying, "Is this guy who was arrested for attempting to run over the Republican voter registration people, narrowly missing one person by 6 inches?" And she's looking at the picture when she points this out. Is he following David Hogg's directive?
Well, you can't say he wasn't. And whether or not it was a direct conversation, I doubt that. But when you speak the way Hogg did, when you speak that way, there will be people who are limited in their intellectual capacity that will actually follow that thought pattern. So you got to lay some of the blame there.
Absolutely right. And folks, I'm talking to Frank Salvato, managing, I did it again, the host of the Underground USA podcast. And he used to have a tremendous website other than that, too. Okay. Now, Iowa over the weekend, and I got to make this quick. Two votes. Mayor Pete, two votes. He won it by two votes.
Yeah, I want a recount.
I do, too. All right. Talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. That's our good friend Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast. And, again, check that out, Underground USA podcast. Google it, you'll find it. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let's celebrate. Come on now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bernie Sanders is asking for a partial re-canvass from Iowa's Democratic Party, saying corrections were made. He was on CBS's Face the Nation.
We're going to contrast our views with Mayor Buttigieg. And one of the areas of contrast, to be honest with you, is that last count, he has about 40 billionaires who are contributing to his campaign.
Pete Buttigieg on Fox News Sunday.
I'm building a campaign that's not defined by who we reject. It's defined by belonging. It's defined by inclusion.
Pete Buttigieg now has 14 delegates. 12 go to Bernie Sanders, 8 to Elizabeth Warren, 6 to Joe Biden, and 1 to Amy Klobuchar. The Associated Press says it's still unable to declare a winner. The candidates are looking ahead to Tuesday in the New Hampshire primary. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM.
Alrighty, there you go. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Show. Now, I was over there yesterday. Patrick Hyland, who's waiting on the phone to come on, was there on Saturday. They were over at Largo at the Midreg Hall. But coming up this Saturday and Sunday, they'll be in Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market at 180 Racetrack Road there in Oldsmar. Now, they'll be there both days from 9 to 5. So stop on by, see what they might have that might interest you, because it's not just guns they have there. It's a gun and knife show. They also had a bunch of outdoor stuff there, too, different camping gears. And by the way, there was a big fishing exhibit there, and the guy with the fishing poles did very well. He sold some fishing poles and some reels and some line and some lures and this, that, and the other. It was right there, right pretty much beside where I was. So there you go. That's the Two Guys Gun Show. Now, their website to find out more about them, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, 14th and 15th this coming weekend in Oldsmar at the Oldsmar Flea Market. All righty, Patrick Hyland, who was there, like I say, Saturday at the gun show, you were out wandering around up and down the aisles like you owned the building.
It was just a neat place.
You know, got to meet people there. A lot of good people.
Yeah, it's a great place to go when you like the merchandise you're looking at, and you get to hear the, you know, different people talk about what they got and how they got it, and you see all the different stuff that was there. I mean, there was quite a diversity of products that were there.
Well, very much so. You know, there was something for anybody there who liked the outdoors, hunting, fishing, like you mentioned. So you couldn't go wrong. It'll be a lot of fun at Oldsmar this weekend also.
Yeah, even so. Camping, I might add. There were some camping supplies there, too.
Yeah.
So they had it all. But there you go. Now, we started over the weekend with the brand-new XFL Football League, and everybody won their games, right?
Buddy, you wish. You wish, depending on what team you had. Well, the Tampa Bay Vipers looked the worst out of all the teams, which is sad for the Tampa Bay community. But, you know, it's one game. Don't want to get too carried away with that. But it was some decent football overall, Captain. And, you know, they also had over 3.3 million viewers watching on TV this weekend. So they got a shot. I think that it might work. We'll find out here shortly,
well,
you know, if it's going to be arena football or it's going to be XFL and really happen. Go
it
ahead.
It wasn't boring to watch, okay? This was not boring to watch, and there were some new wrinkles to it. Like, for example, on the kickoffs, it took me a little while to get used to that.
Yeah, that is interesting, isn't it? Trying to mix it up, change it up. I kind of like it. You know, something different. I don't know what the NFL's talking about, this placing the ball at the 25 and no more kickoffs. And then also, if you want to do versus an onside kickoff, they're discussing making it, 15 yards. If you can make a play that generates 15 yards or more, you get to keep the ball. If not, then you turn it over to the other team. So the NFL's been talking that about. And then you also have the XFL now changing it about two forward passes, too. Kind of unique, kind of a flag football wrinkle there, Captain, free-for-all. So,
yeah.
You know what, it's just whatever you like. If you can get used to it and you think it's cool, you're going to watch. If not, then you're not going to. So, but it was an interesting weekend, to say the least.
And, now,
looking forward to some more.
Now, yesterday we had and I don't know who he was. I mean, I didn't know the guy's name, but we had a pro ball player that showed up from the Philadelphia Phillies, and he was there with his kids, and he was walking around looking at stuff, asking questions and whatnot. And, they were, you know, it was a nice family, and, they came around a couple times. And, again, I have no idea who it was, never heard of the guy before. He was a minor leaguer, to be honest with you. And, he was in town because, you know, they brought in all their equipment over the weekend. The Phillies came to town. I don't know who else is here. Maybe the Yankees are here already, but, they're getting ready to get it fired up.
Oh, yeah, Captain. Yeah, everybody's in town now. The pitchers and catchers and minor leaguers report on Thursday, February the 13th, and then everybody else will probably pull on in around Sunday or Monday for sure. And they'll get spring training started here in the state of Florida, the Grapefruit League, and then out in Arizona, the Cactus League. So a lot of people looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun with all the transactions that have occurred recently, Captain. Mookie Betts and David Price from the Boston Red Sox going out to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So we're going to see if that gets them over the hump to win the World Series or not. So surprised Boston made that move, but, you know, that they're trying to do some different things there, too.
What's going on with the Angels? You know, Joe Maddon's over there in charge. Has he done anything?
Well, you know, it's funny you said that. It looked like Pettersson, the kid from the Dodgers, was going to go over to the Angels, and then some things happened where the trade did not take place. So I was very surprised at that. That would have been a good fit for that kid with Joe. I think he would have put him in the right positions and places at the right time. So that would be something to definitely look at in the future. The Rays of Tampa Bay Rays have put some people on the radar here to try to bring into camp, and we'll see how that works out for them. People are talking about the Montreal half the year and Tampa Bay half the year. I hope that doesn't occur, Captain. To me, that's a very weird scenario.
Makes no sense to me at all.
You know, and it just
makes no sense to me at all.
Seem right.
No.
You know, I joke around about it, Captain, you know, instead, and then what are you going to call them when they're up in Montreal? The Montreal X-rays instead of the Expos? I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But we'll see what occurs there. Tampa Bay Vipers will head out to Seattle this upcoming week to see how they can fare better than what they did here up in New York. I don't know why the XFL is scheduling the games in the cold weather here in February. I don't know why they wouldn't wait till March for those games, Captain. That doesn't make any sense to me. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I wouldn't want to be playing outdoors. And, of course, you know, it was cold weather yesterday in New York, and there was another game somewhere they were playing in the snow. I forget where it was.
You're right.
Yeah. So, to me, they don't need to be doing that.
No, exactly. So, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. But it is what it is. You know, they're going to go all the way through April the 12th, Easter Sunday, Captain, and then the championship game will either be on the 18th or 19th of the division games, pardon me, and then the championship game will be on April 26th. So, be interesting. The NFL draft will be going on, and then obviously XFL championship. But, you know, they got a lot of TV partners, ESPN, ABC, and Fox. So we'll see what happens there. I'm curious to see which baseball team is going to make it this year to something special, Captain. There's always that one team that surprises you that can almost go the distance or go the distance. So, any particular team you think has an outside shot of going somewhere this year, Captain?
Well, I would like to think the Rays. I mean, that's what I'd like to think, because if they're consistent again with their 90 to 95 wins, they should be right up towards the top again.
Yeah, no question about it. And that can work well. I think Cleveland Indians, they had a shot last year. I think they could surprise some teams. Minnesota Twins could make it happen again this year.
Speaking of Minnesota, I was watching a hockey game the other night, and it was Minnesota against somebody, but you want to talk about Rock'em Sock'em hockey. You know, the National Hockey League, there's some parity there now with these teams. They're not stacked up the way they were at one time.
No, they're not. You have the Boston Bruins, Tampa Bay Lightning. I mean, all the way down the line there in that Atlantic division. Surprisingly, everybody's pretty close.
Tell us how to get a hold of you, because I realized I just missed the clock here. Tell us how to...
No problem, Captain. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. I can be of assistance to you on any insurance needs. If I don't have the answers, I have people who do. We'll make sure you have the right product for yourself and your family. Get yourself a second set of eyes to look at your insurance paperwork to make sure you have the right products for yourself and your family. Let's get together, have a cup of coffee. If what you have is right for you, then you're just going to stay put. If I can help you save some money or get you a better product, then I hope you would do business with me. No matter what, let's be friends. Give me a call at 813-966-1052. Patrick Highland, Captain of Pay. I've helped him out and several of his friends and our friends together. Thanks, Captain.
You going to be around tomorrow?
No, sir, I can't.
All righty. Okay, well, all right. We got to go. But anyway, every now and then, folks, you can catch Patrick Highland with the Have Lunch for the with the Captain lunches over at Mission Barbecue on West Waters Tuesdays. So we're there at 12 noon to 1:30. And he was there last week. Never know when he's going to be there, but like you said, he won't be able to be there this week. Okay, when we come back, we're going to take a look at the beach and boating forecast. Then we're going to wrap it up with my little discussion I've been having on and off about the possible voter fraud and what we're going to do to stop that, because there is a way to do it. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
All right, it's time to take a look at the waterways. Here we go. Okie dokie. Well, the beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Find out more about them by going to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. More about that in a minute. But for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it'll be a much nicer day on the water, less wind. Winds will start out at the southeast at about 7 to 10 miles an hour. Then this afternoon, they'll turn around to the south and be anywhere from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Today, the seas will be 1 to 2 feet with a light to moderate chop. the Gulf and the Baywater temperature both at 65 degrees today. Our high tide came and went at 1:50 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 9:21 a.m. And that's the way it's shaped up today with the beach and boating forecast. Not a bad day to be out on the water. And it's going to be a warm day. So one of the warmer days in a while today, 82 roughly degrees somewhere out there. And it's going to be like that for the next two or three days. The temperatures are really going to get back to be very mild. And that's a good thing in lieu of all the weather we've had here in the last few weeks, if you will. Now, the numbers at Freedom Bay tell an amazing story. When I first started out here, when we started out with them, Freedom Boat Club at Tampa Bay here, they had 10 locations and 100 boats. Today they have 450 boats and 30 locations, soon to be 50, and the boat count soon to be 600. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of the national system of 206 locations, many of which are located right where you're listening to me now on the radio. You may not know it, or you may already know it, but if you don't, you do now. So see if there's one in your area. Now, besides the 206 locations across the country, they have three in Canada. They have six in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. One in the United Kingdom, one in Australia. And if you are a active duty military or a veteran or a first responder, active or retired, or you work in a medical profession in any capacity or are a school teacher too, you can get $1,000 off your membership fee, your one-time membership fee. Now, you'll get an extra $500 on top of that if you happen to be an active duty military veteran, first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher. So there you go. And then after that, all you pay is a monthly fee. So here's the best part of it. If you join the Freedom Boat Club, you snowbirds that are down here right now, if you join the Freedom Boat Club, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all of the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across America. So all you have to do is go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. You'll find out where the locations are, number one. But go to freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. Or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now remember, that's freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. 206 locations across the country. All righty. Now, taking a look at what I told you about here a minute ago, we have been talking about the voter fraud in America. And we've been talking about how we got it this way, or how it got to be this way. Now, one of the covert operatives caught in the Project Veritas sting was a longtime Democrat named Bob Creamer. Now, he was found guilty in 2005 of tax violations and bank fraud. Creamer was a respected player in the Democratic Party scheme of politics back in 2015, 16, and 17. Official visitor laws show that the convicted felon visited the Obama White House 342 times, including 47 personal meetings with President Obama, a fact that was buried by the mainstream media when O'Keefe's explosive exposés were released less than a month before the election of Hillary Clinton as the candidate to the Democratic Party. And of course, she was heavily favored to win the presidential election, but did not. We all know the reason. Now, although Creamer was forced to resign after being caught on tape discussing a nationwide voter fraud operation funded by the DNC and the Clinton campaign, the Democratic Dirty Tricks operative was honored with a front row seat at President Obama's farewell address in January of 2017. Now, Creamer and his wife were seated directly in front of the podium when President Obama spoke. In the
Democratic Party getting caught bragging about a nationwide voter fraud operation is worthy of being awarded the most coveted seat in the House, and that's what he got. Now, how the Democrats are using false charges of Republicans' racism to justify and facilitate voter fraud is kind of simple. Covert voter fraud operations aren't the only way that Democrats subvert fair elections, despite their feigned protests to the contrary. Voter ID laws, which are not racist, nor do they suppress minority votings. How does requiring voters to present a photo ID suppress the ability of any adult citizen to vote? Then you have government-issued photo IDs that are easily obtainable by every legitimate prospective voter in America, even those who don't drive. And let's not forget about virtually every voting-age citizen who already has photo identification, yet Democrats aggressively oppose the laws that require photo IDs to vote. Now, blocking voter IDs laws is yet another way the Democrats knowingly rig elections by facilitating and encouraging illegal voting. Now, remember, things that require photo identification are driving a vehicle, airport check-ins, hotel check-ins, hospital and outpatient testing, doctor's offices, Social Security offices, Medicare, Medicaid, pawn shop transactions, federal, state, and local courts, military bases, donating blood, volunteering at charities, professional applications, college applications, job applications, buying a house, boarding a cruise ship, boarding a train, getting a license to hunt or fish, buying cigarettes and alcohol, opening a bank account, applying for credit, cashing a check, getting a tattoo or body piercing, getting a library card, or visiting Congress. And remember, the one thing that doesn't require photo ID in many Democrat-run jurisdictions is voting. So my point to all of this is we need voter ID. By the way, final portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Dominic's. Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Right across the railroad tracks on the right south side of the street. And all their blind shades and shutters are made in the USA. Of course, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Make sure you stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Don't forget to wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, we've got about 30 seconds left here. And I got to do one more little thing here. And the one more little thing I got to do is tell everybody that, remember, last week I was down to do the lunch at Mixon's Groside Cafe. Great lunch down there. Great people down there. We'll be back again in March, on March the 5th. And I'll be there with our regular monthly luncheon. Look forward to seeing many of you there. It's Mixon's Fruit Farm inside Mixon's Groside Cafe. Got a great menu there. Great sandwiches, soups, salads, chili, all homemade. Bread's all homemade. And don't forget the orange swirl ice cream, too. Can't forget that. All right. Mixon's Groside Cafe inside Mixon's Fruit Farm. 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. All right, everybody. We got to run. Get on out of Dodge here. Make way for the next crew. Hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening tonight. Thanks for all the callers we got, especially San Antonio, Kathy in San Antonio. All right. I'll see you tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist to will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.